The healthcare landscape in Northern Ontario is a stark reflection of the systemic neglect that has plagued rural and remote communities for far too long. As we exit 2024, the numbers tell a grim story. We're in dire need of physicians, with at least 200 of those positions earmarked for family doctors. The situation is exacerbated by the fact that many patients are forced to travel hundreds of kilometers to access basic services such as specialist consultations or vital screenings like mammograms. This is not just inconvenient, it is a matter of life and death for many. The Northern Ontario Travel Grant, designed to offset some of the burdens of these long journeys, has seen changes in reimbursement that could alleviate the financial burden of the travel inconvenience. While the intent behind this initiative is commendable, the reality is that it often falls short of providing adequate support. Patients are left to navigate a convoluted system that does not prioritize their needs, leading to delays in diagnosis and treatment. Are we really surprised that many in this region feel like castaways in a healthcare system that is supposed to serve them? The questions we must ask ourselves are uncomfortable but necessary. Are we a forgotten region? It appears so. The lack of investment and attention from the provincial and federal governments is glaring. Northern Ontario has long been overlooked in favor of urban centers, where healthcare resources are abundant and specialists are readily available. This has created a significant disparity in access to healthcare services, undermining the health and well-being of northern communities. To entice more family physicians to Northern Ontario, the government must consider a multifaceted approach. Financial incentives, such as student loan forgiveness and competitive salaries, are a start, but they are not enough on their own. We need to create a supportive environment that encourages healthcare professionals to settle in these communities. This includes investing in infrastructure, better hospitals, clinics, and telehealth services, so that physicians can practice without the constant worry of inadequate resources. Moreover, addressing the critical shortage of mental health care services in Northern Ontario is imperative. The statistics are dire, with a significant portion of the population suffering from mental health issues. Unfortunately, the burden of care often falls on shelters and emergency rooms, which are ill-equipped to handle such complex and nuanced needs. This creates a cycle of crisis that is both unsustainable and tragic. Mental health care should not be an afterthought, it must be woven into the fabric of our healthcare system. One potential solution lies in enhancing community-based mental health services that can provide ongoing support rather than simply reacting to crises. This could involve training and retaining mental health professionals in the region, offering teletherapy options, and integrating mental health care into primary care settings. We cannot afford to wait for change any longer. The people of Northern Ontario deserve access to comprehensive, timely, and compassionate health care. All levels of government must step up to the plate and take meaningful action. It is time to prioritize the health of those who have been marginalized for too long. The crumbling state of Northern Ontario's healthcare system is not just a statistic, it is a human issue. It affects families, communities, and the very fabric of society. As we approach the new year, we need to commit to addressing these challenges head-on, ensuring that no one, regardless of where they live, is left behind. A healthier Northern Ontario is not just an ideal, it is a necessity for a thriving Canada.